Well, hello beauties and gents, what's going on people, how are we doing, what's popping, what's happening? I hope we're good, I hope we're jiggy, I hope we're blessed, like we always agree on this pod. If you are just joining us for the very first time, and welcome to the Yearnings Podcast. And if you're a returning listener, thank you so much for stopping by, thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, it's day 10 people. We're still pushing, we are still moving, and I'm so grateful for the love, I'm so grateful for the support. So, something happened 2 days ago. That was day 8. I recorded, I did everything I wanted to do, and then I edited and all that, and I put it out. So, I put out the episode, and I didn't realize that the episode I put out didn't go. So maybe that evening I was super tired, I slept off, but then all my mind was that that episode was out since that day, only for me to realize early this morning that that episode wasn't indeed out. And I'm so sorry for that. That episode was recorded, everything was set, it was already in my mind, it was out, and honestly I thought I'd put it out that day, but maybe I don't know what happened. It didn't share, go out. But anyways, with that being said, episode 8, day 8 was out. Yesterday was rest day, and I'm sure we all rested and was able to assimilate every other thing that we have talked about this past week. So this week, like we mentioned earlier, we'll be looking into Nigerian economy, what is really going on, asking some very vital questions, like what is going on with the dollar, what's the whole thing with the customs duty, what is going on, like what is really happening, why is the spike so spiky in the food prices, what is really going on. So most people say things like Tinubu is doing so well because he is putting measures in place to actually curb the whole price thing. And I'm not here to argue whether Tinubu is doing well or not. We're just here to look at what is really going on. Basically, just here to look at what's really going on and how we can best cushion ourselves in this trying times as individuals, and then also try to understand if we are our problem or not. Now before I even go further, I want you to understand something. In order to create the new life that you want, in order to be this, you know, different person, or in order to come out, or in order to make or have a new, you need to die the old, right? You need to sacrifice the old life. You need to actually drop it. And it is not going to be easy. You would need to shed a lot of things in this process. So maybe that is what is happening with Nigeria. Maybe we are turning into, you know, the butterfly is trying to come out of the cocoon. But I do know that there is so much work to do for that to happen. Now, this is just some little understanding of what possibly must have happened to the dollar, right? So, before now, as far back as the 1960s and all of that, we've had issues with fuel, right? So when Nigeria discovered, okay, we have oil, and then we started doing the whole export thing. So starting exporting, the crazy part is we exported this crude, took it out for refining, and then imported it back to Nigeria, which was obviously costing so much. And so they had to create systems and policies that would cushion this, because doing that was going to mean that we were going to purchase oil or fuel, as we know it, at a very, very high rate. That is, it's going to be so expensive bringing it in after exporting it back into Nigeria, and then we now have to buy it at a very high price. And so that was where the whole subsidy policy came about, where this government imports this stuff, imports the fuel or the crude, refined crude now, and then gives subsidy to firms and organizations, like, to sort of take off some prices, take off some, to cushion the effect of the price, right? So when they are selling it to us, it's not as bad. Now, coming all the way down to recently, our president came on board, and then he took off, there was a subsidy removal, although there was some pressure, but then eventually he took off the subsidy. And then you hear some people agitating if it was a good idea or a bad idea. We're not here to do all that argument. We just want to understand what is really going on. Now, in this whole process, there's still this thing to defend the Naira, because in a quest to depeg Naira from dollars, we could see the crazy volatility in the market. We could see the spike of prices, how dollar just kept on backfiring and backfiring, and the Nigerian government still kept on trying to put things in place, trying to, the issue with Binance and crypto, and just putting things in place to keep holding the Naira strong. Well, yeah, all that happened, and we could see the great effects on the masses. We can see how prices of goods, export and import duties, everything just spiked up so much. Now, you look at importing goods. Now, understand that even the GDP keeps falling, you notice a significant or no significant drop in percentage almost every quarter, almost every year, which is kind of a crazy thing, because it simply means we're not producing as much as we're supposed to. We're not tapping into our resources. And for heaven's sake, we are the sixth largest population in the world, if we have not even passed that right now, according to statistics. So why can't we tap into those human resources? You have, this is my own percentage now, above 90% of Nigerians are unemployed. Just a very tiny percentage of Nigerians are actually self-employed or employed. And you know how the situation is. The corruption has eaten so deep, where you are, I mentioned this in my IT episode, you have just so much corruption going on. And what has become of the masses? Now, we are the ones that suffer. It's people that are innocent, sort of. Because even though we also follow to contribute to our problem, but think about the fact that we have this population, we have this human resource that we could tap into, but we are not using. We're just letting corruption eat deeper and deeper and deeper. And this is where we are now, because okay, think about it. You use so much money to import these goods that could have been produced in Nigeria given the resources. Use so much money to import these goods, and then you just to clear it out is a problem. Finally, clear it out, in fact, to buy it, to purchase it from wherever it's coming from is a challenge. To clear it out, a challenge. If I need to transport it, fuel is high. You don't. So when it gets to you, obviously you're going to add your own cut and all of that. But then I know that, yes, some of us are being just unnecessarily wicked because local retailers have used this to their advantage. And one thing with Nigerians is we always take advantage of things like this. And so it's just a crazy thing. So, but then all of this is going on and the poor masses are the one suffering, because you look at children, you look at parents that have to take care of children, and a whopping half percentage of the population are kids, children below 18, people that have to be, that are supposed to be fended for. So please explain, how do you expect these parents to look out for their children, look out for families with less than $2 per day, spending less than $2 per day? It's just a whole crazy cycle, because many of us, many Nigerians, are living below the poverty level. And the government isn't really doing so much about it. So you think of, and there is so much that could be done if looked into. So maybe we are going to be discussing these are things that could be done, as well as how you could cushion yourself from all of this financial distress later on in the week. So stay tuned. I hope you're able to learn one tiny thing today. Yep, that should be all for now. Stay tuned, guys. Stay jiggy. And yeah, have a lovely, lovely day ahead. See you tomorrow.